The behemoth seed company Monsanto transformed U.S. agriculture when it introduced a soybean seed that could withstand the company's herbicide. 20 years later, the patent for that technology has expired, and that has opened the door for universities to create their own genetically modified seeds based on the popular variety. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted has more.
90% of soybean seeds in the U.S. are genetically engineered to withstand herbicides. Often, that's glyphosate, the weed-whacking ingredient in Roundup. They're called Roundup Ready. When the patent expired this year on the first generation of Roundup Ready soybeans, university researchers saw an opportunity. Researchers like Andrew Skibu at the University of Missouri.
A research plot could be anything from one plant to hundreds of thousands of plants in 8 rows. Hundreds of feet long, and everything in between.
Today, he's checking a test plot in the 50 acres of research fields at the Bay Farm Research Facility just outside of Columbia, Missouri. The plants here have the Roundup Ready trait. That means farmers can spray entire fields with Roundup herbicide without damaging their precious soybeans.
This plot is plot 123 out of thousands of plots that we have out here.
Monsanto is pushing new generations of seeds, but the original Roundup Ready trait is still valuable to farmers. Researchers like Skibu want to take the original technology and add layers of protection against other pests. To do that, he's breeding soybean plants that can survive diseases while maintaining high yield numbers. And then?
Then we can incorporate the Roundup Ready 1 technology in just a few years into that same variety through backcrossing. And that's because the Roundup Ready 1 technology is controlled by one gene.
Imagine the fancy multivitamin you buy at the store going generic. Then your local university takes the pill and adds in an extra vitamin that's particularly important for people that live in your region. The University of Missouri soybean seeds guard against nematodes, sudden death syndrome, and frog eye leaf spots. Iowa researchers might target different soybean diseases specific to their state. Same for Nebraska, Illinois, and so on. But will farmers take a risk and buy these off-brand seeds?
It remains to be seen.
Nancy Parker licenses new plant science technologies at the University of Missouri.
I think most farmers, the first thing they look for is, does the product yield? If it happens to have a trait in it that they like and it's an advantage for them, that's great.
While under patent, Roundup Ready seeds ran between $55 and $70 a bag, according to Randy Baker, a seed salesman in Northeast Missouri. But these university-developed seeds are generic versions, so they're generally cheaper. University of Arkansas's versions are going for less than half the original price. This is the perfect time for generics, Baker says. With low returns on commodity prices the past 2 years, farmers are looking to cut input costs. Baker says he sold out of Roundup Ready 1 last year and had customers calling as early as August asking about prices for 2016.
I've never saw that before. But there was a lot of them. In fact, we got our pricing earlier than we've ever had it before. They're very rigorously looking and searching for ways to cut farm expense.
As older seeds come off patent, farmers do have concerns that the original pesticide technology may not be as effective against weeds that build up resistance, so-called superweeds that are difficult and costly to kill. Andrew Skibu says that's why researchers are looking into developing seeds compatible with multiple weed killers.
The days of having a variety that only has one mode of action for herbicide use, for resistance to herbicide, are probably gone in the next 5 years.
Skibu says as weed threats continue to evolve, farmers' tools do too. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.